Glossary of real estate terms. 1. Abandonment. When a tenant vacates a rental property before the end of the lease term, without giving notice or obtaining the landlord's approval. 2. Abstraction. Method of finding land value in which all improvement costs, less depreciation, are deducted from sales price, also called extraction. 3. Actual age. The number of years elapsed since the original structure was built, sometimes referred to as historical or chronological age. 4. Adjustable rate mortgage. A type of mortgage with an interest rate that can change over time based on market conditions, typically with a fixed period of low interest rates followed by adjustable rates. 5. Adjustable rate mortgage. A type of mortgage with an interest rate that can change over time, typically based on a specified index. 6. Adverse possession. A legal concept where someone can gain ownership of a property by using it openly and continuously for a specified period of time without the permission of the owner. 7. Age life method of depreciation. A method of computing accrued depreciation in which the cost of a building is depreciated at a fixed annual percentage rate, also called the straight line method. 8. Amenity. A feature or service that adds value to a property, such as a swimming pool, gym, or concierge service. 9. Amortization. The process of paying off a debt over time, typically through equal monthly payments that include both principal and interest. 10. Amortization. The process of paying off a loan through a series of regular payments, typically with interest. 11. Amortization. The process of paying off a loan through regular payments that include both principal and interest. 12. Amortization. The process of paying off a debt over time through regular payments, typically including both principal and interest. 13. Annual percentage rate, APR, the annual cost of borrowing money, expressed as a percentage of the loan amount. 14. Anticipation, principle of, the principle that the purchase price of property is affected by the expectation of its future appeal and value. 15. Appraisal, the process of estimating the value of a property based on its condition, location, and other factors. 16. Appraisal, an estimate of quantity, quality, or value, the process through which conclusions of property value are obtained, also refers to the report setting forth the process of estimating value. 17. Appraisal methods, the approaches used in the appraisal of the real property. 18. Appraisal report, an appraiser's written opinion to a client of the value sought for the subject property as of the date of appraisal, giving all details of the appraisal process. 19. Appraisal, an estimation of the value of a property, typically performed by a licensed appraiser. 20. Arm's length transaction, a transaction in which both buyer and seller act willingly and under no pressure, with knowledge of the present conditions and future potential of the property, and in which the property has been offered on the open market for a reasonable length of time and there are no unusual circumstances. 21. Assessed value, the value of a property is determined by a local government for tax purposes. 22. Assessed value, the value of a property determined by the government for the purpose of property tax assessment. 23. Assessed value, the value assigned to a property by a government entity for tax purposes. 24. Balance, the appraisal principle that states that the greatest value of a property will occur when the type and size of the improvements are proportional to each other as well as to the land. 25. Balloon mortgage, a type of mortgage where the payments are initially low but increase significantly at the end of the loan term. 26. Balloon mortgage, a type of mortgage with a large payment due at the end of the loan term, typically used for short-term financing. 27. Band of investment, a method of developing a discount rate based on, 1. The rate of mortgage interest available, 2. The rate of return required on equity, and, 3. The debt and equity share in the property. A variation of this method is used to compute an overall capitalization rate. 28. Basis point, a unit of measure for interest rates, equal to 1/100th of a percentage point. 29. Broker, a licensed professional who acts as an intermediary between buyers and sellers in a real estate transaction. 30. Building capitalization rate, the sum of the discount and capital recapture rates for a building. 31. Building code, a set of regulations and standards that dictate the construction and safety requirements for buildings. 32. Building code, a set of regulations governing the design and construction of buildings to ensure they meet safety and health standards. 33. Building code, regulations governing the construction and safety standards of buildings and other structures. 34. Building code, regulations governing the design, construction, and safety of buildings and structures, typically enforced by local governments. 35. Building permit, a government-issued authorization allowing the construction, renovation, or repair of a building or structure. 36. Building residual technique, a method of capitalization using net income remaining to building after interest on land value has been deducted. 37. Buyer's agent, a real estate agent who represents the buyer in a transaction, advocating for their interests and helping them find properties that meet their needs. 38. Capital gains tax, a tax levied on the profit gained from selling a property. 39 capital gains tax, a tax on the profit made from the sale of a property. 40 capital recapture, the return of an investment, the right of an investor to get back the amount invested at the end of the term of ownership or over the productive life of the improvements. 41 capitalization, the process employed in estimating the value of a property by the use of an appropriate capitalization rate and the annual net operating income expected to be produced by the property. 42 capitalization rate, the percentage rate applied to the income a property is expected to produce to derive an estimate of the property's value, includes both an acceptable rate of yield and return of the actual amount invested, recapture. 43 capitalization rate, cap rate, the rate of return on an investment property, calculated by dividing the net operating income by the property's value. 44 capitalization rate, cap rate, the ratio of net operating income to the property's value, used to estimate the potential return on investment. 45 capitalization rate, cap rate, a ratio used to estimate the value of income generating properties, calculated by dividing the net operating income by the property value. 46 capitalization rate, the rate of return on an investment property, calculated by dividing the net operating income by the property's value. 47 cash flow, the income generated by a property, minus all expenses and mortgage payments. 48 cash out refinance, a refinancing option where the borrower takes out a new mortgage for more than the remaining balance on the existing mortgage, with the difference paid out in cash. 49 Certificate of Occupancy, CO, a document issued by the local government that certifies that a building meets all building codes and is safe to occupy. 50 Certificate of Ownership, a document that certifies ownership of a property. 51 Chain of Title, the history of ownership and transfers of a property, typically recorded in public records. 52 Change, principle of the principle that no physical or economic condition ever remains constant. 53 Closing Costs, fees associated with the purchase of a property, including taxes, appraisal fees, and legal fees. 54 Closing costs, the fees and expenses associated with the purchase or sale of a property, such as title search, appraisal, and legal fees. 55 Closing costs, fees associated with the purchase or sale of a property that are paid at the closing, including loan fees, title fees, and insurance costs. 56 Closing disclosure, a document provided to the buyer and seller at least 3 business days before closing, outlining the final terms and costs of the transaction. 57 Co-signer, a person who signs a loan agreement with another borrower, agreeing to take responsibility for the debt if the primary borrower defaults. 58 Collateral, property that is pledged as security for a loan. 59 Commission, the fee paid to a real estate agent or broker for their services. 60 Commission split, the division of the commission paid by the seller between the listing agent and the buyer's agent. 61 Commission, the fee paid to a real estate agent for their services in facilitating a sale. 62 Comparables, properties that are substantially equivalent to the subject property. 63 Comparative Market Analysis CMA, an evaluation of the value of a property based on recent sales of comparable properties in the same area. 64 Competition, principle of the principle that a successful business attracts other such businesses, which may dilute profits. 65 Condominium, a type of property ownership in which individuals own a unit within a larger building or complex and share ownership of common areas. 66 Condominium, a type of real estate ownership where the owner owns the unit but shares ownership of common areas with other owners. 67 Conformity, principle of an appraisal principle which holds that value tends to be enhanced when there is reasonable homogeneity in utilization. 68 Conformity, principle of the principle that buildings should be similar in design, construction, and age to other buildings in the neighborhood to enhance appeal and value. 69 Contingency, a condition in a contract that must be met before the transaction can be completed, such as a satisfactory home inspection or mortgage approval. 70 Contingency, a condition or requirement included in a purchase agreement that must be met before the sale can be finalized, such as a satisfactory home inspection or appraisal. 71 Contract for Deed, a financing arrangement where the seller provides financing for the buyer, and the buyer agrees to make payments until the full purchase price is paid. 72 Contract Rent, the rent for the lease of property is stipulated by the lessor and the lessee. 73 Contribution, principle of the principle that any improvement to a property, whether to vacant land or a building, is worth only what it adds to the property's market value, regardless of the improvement's actual cost. 74 Cost Approach, the process of estimating the value of a property by adding the appraiser's estimate of the reproduction or replacement cost of property improvements, less depreciation, to the estimated land value. 75 Curable Depreciation, a depreciated item that can be restored or replaced economically. 76 Deed, a legal document that transfers ownership of a property from one party to another. 77 Deed, a legal document that transfers ownership of a property from one party to another. 78. Deed, a legal document that transfers ownership of a property from one person to another. 79. Deed of trust, a legal document that gives a lender a security interest in a property to secure a loan, typically used in place of a mortgage in some states. 80. Deed restriction, a legal provision in a property deed that limits the use or development of the property. 81. Deed restrictions, provisions in a deed limiting the future uses of the property. Deed restrictions may take any forms. They may limit the density of buildings, dictate the type of structures that can be erected, and prevent buildings from being used for specific purposes or used at all. Deed restrictions may impose a myriad of limitations and conditions affecting the property rights appraised. 82. Deed, a legal document that transfers ownership of a property from one party to another. 83. Default, the failure to fulfill the terms of a loan, typically resulting in foreclosure or other legal action by the lender. 84. Demography, the statistical study of human populations, especially in reference to size, density and distribution. Demographic information is of particular importance to people involved in market analyses and highest and best used analyses in determining potential land uses of sites. 85. Depreciation, the decrease in value of a property over time, due to wear and tear, obsolescence, or other factors. 86. Depreciation, for appraisal purposes, loss in value due to any cause including physical deterioration, functional obsolescence, and external obsolescence. 87. Disclosure, the act of revealing or making known certain facts or information about a property, such as known defects or hazards. 88. Discount points, fees paid to a lender at closing to lower the interest rate on a mortgage. 89. Down payment, the amount of money paid by the buyer toward the purchase price of a property, typically expressed as a percentage of the total price. 90. Dual agency, a situation where a real estate agent represents both the buyer and the seller in a transaction. 91. Due diligence, the process of researching and verifying information about a property, including its legal status, zoning, and condition. 92. Due diligence, the process of investigating and evaluating a property or investment opportunity before making a purchase. 93. Easement, a legal right to use another person's property for a specific purpose, such as accessing a public road or installing utility lines. 94. Easement, the right of one party to use a portion of another party's property for a specific purpose, such as access to a road or utility line. 95. Economic life, the period of time during which a structure may reasonably be expected to perform the function for which it was designed or intended. 96. Effective age, the age of a building based on the actual wear and tear and maintenance, or lack of it, that the building has received. 97. Eminent domain, the power of a government to take private property for public use, with fair compensation provided to the property owner. 98. Eminent domain, the power of the government to take private property for public use, with fair compensation provided to the owner. 99. Encroachment, when a structure or feature on one property extends onto an adjacent property, without permission or legal right. 100. Encroachment, a building, wall, or fence that extends beyond the land of the owner and illegally intrudes on land of an adjoining owner or a street or an alley. 101. Encumbrance, any claim or lien against a property that may affect its value or ownership. 102. Equity, the difference between the market value of a property and the amount owed on any outstanding mortgages or loans. 103. Equity, the value of a property minus any outstanding debts or mortgages. 104. Equity, the value of a property that is not encumbered by a mortgage or other debt. 105. Equity buildup, the increase in a property owner's equity over time as they make mortgage payments and the property's value appreciates. 106. Equity loan, a loan secured by the equity in a property, typically used for home improvements or other major expenses. 107. Equity release, a type of loan that allows homeowners to access the equity in their property without selling it. 108. Equity, the difference between the value of a property and the amount owed on any outstanding mortgages or other debts secured by the property. 109. Equity, the value of a property that is owned outright by the owner, minus any outstanding mortgage or liens. 110. Escrow, the holding of funds or documents by a neutral third party until the completion of a transaction. 111. External obsolescence, loss of value from forces outside the building or property, such as changes in optimum land use, legislative enactments that restrict or impair property rights, and changes in supply-demand relationships. 112. Fair market value, the estimated value of a property based on current market conditions. 113. Fair market value, the estimated value of a property based on what a willing buyer would pay and a willing seller would accept, assuming no undue pressure or duress. 114. Fair market value, the estimated price that a property would sell for in an open and competitive market. 115 Federal Housing Administration FHA, a government agency that provides mortgage insurance to lenders, enabling them to offer loans to borrowers with less than perfect credit or a smaller down payment. 116 Fee Simple, the greatest possible estate or right of ownership of real property, continuing without time limitation, sometimes called fee or fee simple absolute. 117 Fixed Rate Mortgage, a type of mortgage where the interest rate remains the same for the entire term of the loan. 118 Fixed Rate Mortgage, a type of mortgage with an interest rate that remains constant for the entire term of the loan. 119 Fixer Upper, a property that requires significant repairs or renovations before it is habitable. 120 Fixture, an item that is permanently attached to a property and considered part of it, such as a built-in cabinet or chandelier. 121 Foreclosure, the process by which a lender takes possession of a property after the borrower has defaulted on their loan. 122 Foreclosure, the process by which a lender takes possession of a property from a borrower who has defaulted on their mortgage or loan. 123 Foreclosure, the process by which a lender takes possession of a property that is in default on its mortgage. 124 Foreclosure, the legal process by which a lender can seize and sell a property to recover any outstanding debts owed by the borrower. 125 Functional Obsolescence, defects in a building or structure that detract from its value or marketability, usually the result of layout, design, or other features that are less desirable than features designed for the same functions in newer property. 126 Gross Floor Area, the total area of a building, including all floors and common areas. 127 Gross Income, the total income generated by a property, including rent and any other sources of income. 128 Gross Lease, a type of lease where the tenant pays a fixed rent amount, and the landlord is responsible for all property expenses. 129 Gross Lease, a lease agreement where the tenant pays a fixed rent amount and the landlord is responsible for paying all operating expenses. 130 Gross Rent Multiplier, GRM, a ratio used to estimate the value of income-generating properties, calculated by dividing the property price by the annual rental income. 131 Ground Lease, a lease of land only on which the lessee usually owns the building or is required to build as specified by the lease. Such leases are usually long-term net leases. The lessee's rights and obligations continue until the lease expires or is terminated for default. 132 Ground Lease, a lease agreement where a tenant leases land from a landlord and is responsible for constructing and maintaining any buildings or improvements on the property. 133 Ground Rent, rent paid for the right to use and occupy land according to the terms of a ground lease. 134 Highest and Best Use, the legally and physically possible use of land that is likely to produce the highest land, or property, value. It considers the balance between site and improvements as well as the intensity and length of uses. 135 Home Equity, the difference between a property's value and the outstanding balance on any mortgage or other debts secured by the property. 136 Home Equity Line of Credit, HELOC, a line of credit secured by a property's equity, allowing the borrower to borrow and repay funds as needed. 137 Home Equity Line of Credit, HELOC, a line of credit secured by the equity in a property, typically used for home improvements or other major expenses. 138 Home Inspection, a detailed examination of a property's condition, conducted by a licensed home inspector. 139 Home Inspection, a professional evaluation of a property's condition, typically conducted before the sale of a property, to identify any defects or problems. 140 Home Inspection, an evaluation of the physical condition of a property, typically performed by a licensed home inspector. 141 Home Warranty, a service contract that covers the repair or replacement of major home systems and appliances for a specified period of time. 142 Homeowner Association, HOA, a group of homeowners in a subdivision or condominium complex who jointly manage and maintain the common areas and amenities. 143 Homeowners Association, HOA, a governing body responsible for maintaining and enforcing rules in a condominium or planned community. 144 Homeowners Association, HOA, an organization that manages and enforces rules and regulations for a community of homeowners or condominium owners. 145 Homeowners Association, HOA, an organization that manages and maintains a common area or community, typically for a fee. 146 Homeowners Insurance, a type of insurance that protects homeowners against damage or loss to their property. 147 Homeowners Insurance, insurance that protects the owner of a property from damage or loss, typically including coverage for both the structure and personal belongings. 148 Homestead, a property that is protected from creditors under the law, typically a person's primary residence. 149 Income Capitalization Approach, The process of estimating the value of an income-producing property by capitalization of the annual net operating income expected to be produced by the property during its remaining economic life. 150 Increasing and diminishing returns, principle of, states the application of factors of production will tend to increase net income up to certain point, beyond which the introduction of more factors of production will tend to diminish net income. 151 Index method, an appraisal technique used to estimate reproduction or replacement cost. The appraiser multiplies the original cost of construction by a price index for the geographic area to allow for price changes. 152 Infiltration, the displacement of present residents by people of lower economic status and different social and cultural background. 153 Inflation, the increase in the general price level of goods and services over time, reducing the purchasing power of money. 154 Inheritance, the transfer of property or assets from a deceased individual to their heirs or beneficiaries. 155 Interest rate, the percentage of the loan amount charged by the lender for borrowing money. 156 Interest-only mortgage, a type of mortgage where the borrower only pays the interest for a specified period of time, after which the payments increase to include both principal and interest. 157 Interest-only mortgage, a type of mortgage where the borrower only pays interest on the loan for a specified period of time, typically with a higher interest rate than a traditional mortgage. 158 Joint tenancy, a form of ownership where two or more people have equal shares in a property, and if one owner dies, their share passes to the surviving owner, s. 159 Joint tenancy, a type of property ownership in which two or more individuals hold equal shares of the property, with the right of survivorship. 160 Joint tenancy, a type of property ownership where two or more individuals hold equal shares and have the right of survivorship, meaning that if one owner dies, their share automatically passes to the surviving owner, s. 161 Joint venture, a business arrangement in which two or more parties work together to develop or manage a property, sharing both the risks and the profits. 162 Joint venture, a partnership between two or more individuals or entities for a specific real estate project. 163 Land contract, a purchase arrangement where the buyer makes payments directly to the seller for a specified period of time, with the seller retaining legal ownership of the property until the contract is fulfilled. 164 Land title, a legal document that proves ownership of a property. 165 Landlord, the owner of a property that is rented to a tenant. 166 Landlord, the owner of a property who leases it to a tenant. 167 Landlord, the owner of a property that is rented to a tenant. 168 Landlord, the person or entity that owns a property and leases it to a tenant. 169 Lease, a contract between a landlord and tenant that allows the tenant to occupy a property for a specified period of time in exchange for rent. 170 Lease, a legal agreement between a landlord and tenant for the rental of a property. 171 Leased fee, the lessor's interest and rights in the real estate being leased. 172 Leasehold, a type of property ownership where the owner has the right to use and occupy the property for a specified period of time, typically under a lease agreement. 173 Leasehold, the right to use a property for a specific period of time under the terms of a lease agreement. 174 Leasehold estate, the lessee's right to possess and use real estate during the term of a lease. This is generally considered a personal property interest. 175 Leasehold, a property interest that grants a tenant the right to occupy and use a property for a specified period of time, subject to the terms of a lease agreement. 176 Leasehold, a type of property ownership where the owner has the right to use and occupy the property for a specified period of time, typically through a lease agreement. 177 Lien, a legal claim against a property to secure the repayment of a debt or obligation, such as a mortgage or unpaid taxes. 178 Listing agent, the real estate agent responsible for marketing and selling a property on behalf of the owner. 179 Listing agreement, a contract between a seller and a real estate agent, outlining the terms and conditions of the agent's representation. 180 Listing agreement, a contract between a seller and a real estate broker that gives the broker the exclusive right to sell the property for a specified period of time. 181 Listing agreement, a contract between a property owner and a real estate agent, authorizing the agent to market and sell the property. 182 Market comparison approach, see sales comparison approach. 183 Market data approach, see sales comparison approach. Close bracket. 184 Market value, the estimated value of a property based on its condition, location, and market conditions. 185 Market value, the price that a property would likely sell for in the current market, based on recent sales of similar properties and other factors. 186 Master Plan, a comprehensive plan for the development of a large area, typically created by a developer or government agency. 187 Mechanics Lien, a lien created by statute that exists in favor of contractors, laborers, or material men who have performed work or furnished materials in the erection or repair of a building. 188 Meets and Bounds Description, a method of legal description specifying the perimeter of a parcel of land by use of measured distances from a point of beginning along specified boundaries, or bounds, using monuments, or markers, as points of reference. 189 Monuments Natural or Artificial Objects used to define the perimeter of a parcel of land using the meets and bounds method of legal description. 190 Mortgage, a loan used to purchase a property, secured by the property itself. 191 Mortgage, a loan used to purchase a property, typically with the property serving as collateral. 192 Mortgage Broker, a licensed professional who helps borrowers find and secure mortgage loans. 193 Mortgage Broker, a licensed professional who assists borrowers in finding and securing mortgage loans from various lenders. 194 Mortgage Broker, a professional who assists borrowers in finding and securing a mortgage loan, typically working with multiple lenders. 195 Mortgage, a loan secured by a property, typically used to purchase or refinance real estate. 196 Mortgage, a loan used to purchase a property, typically with a specified interest rate and repayment term. 197 Multiple Listing Service MLS, a database of properties for sale, maintained by real estate brokers and accessible to other brokers and agents. 198 Multiple Listing Service MLS, a database of properties for sale or rent, maintained by real estate agents and accessible to other agents and the public. 199 Multiple Listing Service MLS, a database of properties listed for sale by real estate agents that is accessible to other agents and members of the public. 200 Multiplier Effect of Realty, holds that real estate is considered as the spark plug which triggers off activities in allied industries, creates income opportunities for different private sectors, and enhances the market for construction materials, furnitures and appliances. 201 Negative Amortization, a type of loan where the monthly payments are not sufficient to cover the interest due, causing the balance of the loan to increase over time. 202 Net Operating Income, NOI, the income generated by a property, minus all operating expenses. 203 Net Operating Income, NOI, the income generated by a property after subtracting all operating expenses, but before deducting mortgage payments and taxes. 204 Non-Conforming Use, a once lawful property use that is permitted to continue after a zoning ordinance prohibiting it has been established for the area, a use that differs sharply from the prevailing uses in a neighborhood. 205 Offer, a formal proposal to purchase a property, including the proposed price, terms, and conditions. 206 Offer to Purchase, a written proposal to buy a property, typically made by a buyer to a seller. 207 Option, a contract that gives a buyer the right, but not the obligation, to purchase a property at a specified price and time. 208 Option, a contract that gives a buyer the right, but not the obligation, to purchase a property at a specified price within a specified period of time. 209 Over Improvement, an improvement to property that is more than warranted by the property's highest and best use and thus not likely to contribute its cost to the total market value of the property. 210 Overall Capitalization Rate, a rate of investment return derived by comparing the net income and sales prices of comparable properties. 211 Owner Financing, a purchase arrangement where the seller provides financing to the buyer, typically with a promissory note secured by the property. 212 Owner Occupied, a property that is occupied by the owner as their primary residence. 213 Percentage Lease, a lease commonly used for commercial property that provides for a rental based on the tenant's gross sales at the premises. It generally stipulates a base monthly rental, plus a percentage of any gross sales exceeding a certain amount. 214 Plat, a map or diagram showing the legal boundaries of a property and any easements or other encumbrances. 215 Plotage Value, the subsequent increase in the unit value of a group of adjacent properties when they are combined into one property in a process called assemblage. 216 Points, fees paid to a lender to lower the interest rate on a mortgage. 217 Points, a fee paid by the borrower to the lender at closing, typically expressed as a percentage of the loan amount, in exchange for a lower interest rate. 218 Points, a type of prepaid interest paid by a borrower to a lender at closing, typically expressed as a percentage of the loan amount. 219 Principal, the amount of a loan or mortgage that has yet to be paid back, not including interest. 220 Principal, the amount of money borrowed in a loan, not including interest or other fees. 221 Progression, principle of an appraisal which holds that the value of a property tends to be enhanced by association with the superior properties. Regression principle holds that the value tends to be adversely affected by association with inferior properties. 222 Property management, the operation, maintenance, and oversight of a property, typically performed by a professional property manager. 223 Property management, the operation and maintenance of a property on behalf of the owner, typically performed by a professional property manager. 224 Property management, the operation, maintenance, and leasing of a property by a third-party management company or individual. 225 Property manager, a professional who oversees the day-to-day operations of a property on behalf of the owner. 226 Property tax, a tax levied by a government on the assessed value of a property, typically used to fund local services and infrastructure. 227 Property tax, a tax levied by the local government on the value of a property. 228 Property tax, a tax levied on the value of a property. 229 Purchase agreement, a legal contract between a buyer and seller that outlines the terms and conditions of a real estate transaction. 230 Quantity survey method, a method of finding the reproduction cost of a building in which the costs of erecting or installing all of the component parts of a new building, including both direct and indirect costs, are added. 231 Quitclaim deed, a legal document that transfers ownership of a property from one party to another without any warranty or guarantee of clear title. 232 Real estate land and any structures on it, including buildings, homes, and other improvements. 233 Real estate broker, a licensed professional who assists buyers and sellers in the buying, selling, or renting of properties. 234 Real estate broker, a licensed professional who represents buyers and sellers in real estate transactions, typically earning a commission on the sale price. 235 Real estate investment trust, REIT, a type of investment vehicle that owns and manages income-producing real estate properties, and distributes the income to shareholders. 236 Real estate investment trust, REIT, a company that owns and operates income-generating real estate properties and allows investors to buy shares of the company. 237 Real estate investment trust, REIT, a company that owns and operates income-producing real estate, such as apartment buildings, hotels, or commercial properties. 238 Real estate investment trust, REIT, a type of investment vehicle that owns and operates income-generating real estate, typically with tax advantages for investors. 239 Real estate owned, REO, a property owned by a bank or other lender following a foreclosure. 240 Real property, land and any structures or improvements on it, as opposed to personal property such as furniture or vehicles. 241 Real property, land and any improvements on it, including buildings, structures, and natural resources. 242 Recapture rate, the percentage of a property's original cost that is returned to the owner as income during the remaining economic life of the investment. 243 Refinance, the process of replacing an existing mortgage with a new one, typically to lower the interest rate or payment. 244 Refinancing, the process of replacing an existing mortgage with a new one, typically to lower the interest rate or payment. 245 Refinancing, the process of obtaining a new mortgage loan to replace an existing loan, typically with different terms or a lower interest rate. 246 Remaining economic life, the number of years of useful life left to a building from the date of appraisal. 247 Rent, the payment made by a tenant to a landlord in exchange for the use and occupancy of a property. 248 Replacement cost, the current construction cost of a building having exactly the same utility as the subject property. 249 Reproduction cost, the current construction cost of an exact duplicate of the subject building. 250 Sales comparison approach, the process of estimating the value of property through examination and comparison of actual sales of comparable properties, also called the direct market comparison or market data approach. 251 Sandwich lease, the ownership interest of a sublease. 252 Seller financing, a purchase arrangement where the seller provides financing to the buyer, typically with a promissory note secured by the property. 253 Seller's disclosure, a document provided by the seller of a property that discloses any known defects or issues with the property. 254 Seller's market, a market condition in which demand for properties exceeds the supply, giving sellers an advantage in negotiations. 255 Seller's market, a market condition where demand for properties exceeds supply, giving sellers the upper hand in negotiations. 256 Short sale, a sale of a property where the proceeds are less than the outstanding balance on any mortgages or liens on the property, requiring the approval of the lender. 257 Short-term rental, a property that is rented out on a temporary basis, typically for a few days or weeks, through platforms such as Airbnb or VRBO. 258 Subdivision, the process of dividing a larger piece of land into smaller lots for individual ownership. 259 Subdivision Development Method, a method of valuing land to be used for subdivision development. It relies on accurate forecasting of market demand, including both forecast absorption, the rate at which properties will sell, and projected gross sales, total income that the project will produce, also called the land development method. 260 Substitution, principle of an appraisal principle which holds that the value of a replaceable property is inferred from the value of a substitute property, assuming there is no costly delay in acquiring the substitute. 261 Substitution, principle of the basic appraisal premise that the market value of real estate is influenced by the cost of acquiring a substitute or comparable property. 262 Supply and demand, principle of a principle that the value of a commodity will rise as demand increases and or supply decreases. 263 Survey, a detailed map or description of a property, including its boundaries, features, and any easements or encroachments. 264 Survey, the process of measuring and mapping a property to determine its boundaries and size. 265 Survey, a legal document that measures and describes the boundaries and features of a property. 266 Tax Declaration, a document that lists a property's assessed value for tax purposes. 267 Tax Lien, a legal claim against a property for unpaid taxes, typically sold to investors who can earn interest on the lien or foreclose on the property. 268 Tenancy Agreement, a written agreement between a landlord and tenant that outlines the terms of the tenancy. 269 Tenancy in Common, a type of property ownership in which two or more individuals hold an undivided interest in a property, with each having the right to transfer or sell their share. 270 Tenant, a person or entity that rents a property from a landlord. 271 Tenant, an individual or entity that occupies and rents a property from a landlord. 272 Tenant, the person or entity that rents a property from a landlord. 273 Title, the legal ownership of a property. 274 Title, the legal right to ownership of a property, typically documented by a deed or title certificate. 275 Title Insurance, a type of insurance that protects the buyer and lender against any defects or liens on the property's title. 276 Title Insurance, an insurance policy that protects against loss from defects or errors in the title to a property. 277 Title Insurance, insurance that protects the buyer and lender from any defects in the title of a property. 278 Title Insurance, insurance that protects the owner of a property from any defects or issues with the title, typically purchased at the time of closing. 279 Title Search, a review of public records to verify ownership of a property and any liens or encumbrances against it. 280 Title Search, an investigation of public records to confirm the legal ownership of a property and identify any liens or other encumbrances on the title. 281 Title, the legal ownership of a property, typically documented by a deed or other legal instrument. 282 Title, the legal right to ownership of a property. 283 Transfer Tax, a tax levied on the transfer of ownership of a property. 284 Turnover, the process of transferring ownership of a property from the developer to the buyer. 285 Under Improvement, an improvement that is less than a property's highest and best use. 286 Underwriting, the process by which a lender evaluates a borrower's creditworthiness and ability to repay loan. 287 Underwriting, the process of evaluating a borrower's financial situation and creditworthiness to determine whether to approve a loan. 288 Underwriting, the process of evaluating a borrower's creditworthiness and the risk associated with a mortgage loan. 289 Underwriting, the process of evaluating a borrower's financial and creditworthiness in order to approve or deny a mortgage loan. 290 Uniform Residential Loan Application, ULA, a standard form used by lenders to collect information from borrowers applying for a mortgage loan. 291 Usable Area, the area of a property that can be used for a specific purpose, such as living space, office space, or storage. 292 Vacancy Rate, the percentage of vacant properties in a specific area, usually used as an indicator of the health of the rental market. 293 Vacancy Rate, the percentage of rental units that are currently unoccupied or available for rent. 294 Value in Exchange, the value of goods and services in exchange for other goods and services, or money, in the marketplace, an economic concept of market value. 295 Value Added Tax, VAT, a tax levied on the value added to a product or service at each stage of production or distribution. 296 Variable Rate Mortgage, a type of mortgage with an interest rate that can change over time based on market conditions. 297 Virtual Tour, a digital simulation of a property, typically featuring 360-degree panoramic views and interactive features. 298 Voidable, a contract that is potentially unenforceable due to one party having the right to cancel or revoke it. 299 walkthrough, a final inspection of a property by the buyer, typically conducted shortly before closing. 300 walkthrough, a final inspection of a property by the buyer before closing to confirm that any agreed upon repairs have been made and the property is in the agreed upon condition. 301 walkthrough, a final inspection of a property by the buyer before the closing to ensure that any agreed upon repairs or modifications have been completed. 302 warranty deed, a type of deed that provides a guarantee that the seller has clear and marketable title to the property and will defend it against any claims. 303 warranty deed, a legal document that transfers ownership of a property from one party to another and includes a warranty that the title is clear and free of defects. 304 warranty deed, a legal document that transfers ownership of a property from one party to another, with a guarantee of clear title. 305 wraparound mortgage, a type of mortgage where a borrower takes out a new mortgage that includes the remaining balance on an existing mortgage, and a new lender assumes responsibility for both loans. 306 yield, the return on investment for a property, calculated as the net operating income divided by the property's value. 307 yield, the return on investment for a property, typically expressed as a percentage of the property's value. 308 yield, the return on investment for a property, typically expressed as a percentage of the property's value. 309 zone, an area designated for a particular use, such as residential, commercial, or industrial. 310 zoning, the division of a city or town into different areas or zones, each with its own permitted land uses and building codes. 311 zoning, the process by which local government designates specific areas for different types of land use, such as residential, commercial, or industrial. 312 zoning, the process of dividing a city or town into different areas or zones, and regulating the use of land within each zone. 313 zoning, municipal or country regulation of land use within designated districts or zones. Zoning is an application of a state's police power to regulate private activity by enacting laws that benefit the public health, safety, and general welfare. Zoning may affect use of land, lot sizes, type of structure permitted, building heights, setbacks, and density. 314 zoning ordinance, regulation of the character and use of property by a municipality or other government entity through the exercise of its police power. 315 zoning variance, a special exemption granted by a local government to allow a property owner to use or develop their property in a way that is not allowed by the existing zoning regulations. 316 zoning, regulations governing the use of land and buildings within a particular area, typically enforced by local governments. 317 zoning, the process by which local governments regulate the use and development of land, typically through zoning ordinances or land use regulations. 318 zoning, the regulation of land use by a government entity, typically through zoning ordinances that specify the allowable uses of different types of land.